Hi, sweets. Welcome back. I'm Barbie Jean, your host. And today on Sweet Release, we are talking about your beautiful member downstairs. We're talking to the ladies too. I've been getting a lot of questions, and I know I've even addressed some similar questions in the past. Hey, my partner comes too quickly. What do I do? Or I got another one. Hey, I'm a black guy with a below average penis. How can you pass those insecurities, especially when it is so fetishized? Or, hey, my penis is so small. I wish I could disappear. So many and similar to those, and just like a lot of thoughts about feeling inadequate, feeling insecure, or that discrepancy in the bedroom where your partner is not lasting long enough for you to climax. And so there's a lot of things to unpack here. And I just thought we'd dedicate an entire episode to that. So let's dive in. Welcome to Sweet Release Podcast with me, Barbie Jean. So first, I really just want to discuss and normalize these insecurities around size, around stamina, around this erectile dysfunction that is very, very common. I've talked about erectile dysfunction. I've talked about ways to help and these roots and these vegetables you can take to help increase that blood flow to the region. And, you know, recently I've been talking a lot about, you know, my sponsorship with Bathmate, and we're going to discuss that today too. And so ultimately, there's so many methods, there's so many solutions, and this episode is going to be very solution focused. So we're just really going to dive into all the ways that you can feel better about yourself, that you can focus on that mind-body connection, that self-love, that self-care, and things you can do to improve your stamina, even help increase, you know, that girth and that size, and so many things. So I just want to start with saying that you are beautiful and unique the way that you are. And ultimately, so many people feel insecure about this and feel the shame around, you know, experiencing discomfort in the bedroom or experiencing lack of stamina in the bedroom. And so it's normal. So that's why I'm here to educate you. So let's talk with this whole topic that I discussed recently when I had Cammy and Nikki on the pod about size and the fact that we believe that size really doesn't matter. That doesn't mean we didn't talk about how, you know, people have preferences. There's women and people out there that have, that are those size queens. but the truth is, I believe that there are so many other elements that make the experience more impactful and more fulfilling. And that starts with, you know, emotional connection, connecting to your partner when you're in that special moment. You know, eye contact is huge, like maintaining that eye contact. Physical touch is huge, you know, focusing on other areas of their body, focusing on all those different pleasure zones, like knowing that there's all these other elements of their body, not just going straight into penetration, but just focusing on that connection, focusing on what your partner likes. And that kind of leads to technique and communication are the other points that I want to focus on. So technique, you know, obviously, know what pleasure zones your partner loves. Know what their favorite positions are, which kind of focuses on that communication. You know, you have to ask those things. You have to ask your partner before you get intimate with them, like what they like, what they don't like, you know, what their boundaries are, what they enjoy experiencing in the bedroom. You know, talk about those fantasies or talk about those zones that they really like or what their favorite type of orgasm is to experience. You know, you want to talk about these sweet release moments to then better engage and better, you know, just be better equipped to make the experience more pleasurable. That is just such a big component, far more, I think, than the size and that and what you're packing. Like, you have to communicate, you have to have that technique, know what to do, know where to place your hands, know all these other areas that you can touch and get involved and explore and have fun with it and be honest and vulnerable with your partner in those moments. I also think it's really important to, you know, focus on edging. You know, I've talked about this too in the past and how I love edging and how it's really important to last long and to have that stamina is to, like I said, focus on those other pleasure zones, really build up to the penetration. Don't just go straight in for it. That's going to ultimately make the experience last longer. And it's also going to build your partner up to make them experience orgasms and pleasure before the penetration occurs, which is then going to make them feel more happy and going to lead to those sweet releases. Next, I kind of wanted to address, you know, I've been reading a lot of articles recently and even talking to my partner about this, about the fact that erectile dysfunction really is that even a thing? And some of you are going to be like, well, wait a minute. But the point that I'm trying to address here is that it seems to me, as is marketing in general, that these pharmaceutical companies created this erectile function, they created this kind of condition to make you feel like something is wrong with you, when in reality, the issue is not that your dick doesn't function. That is not what we should be focusing on. It's that we should be focusing on your heart health. We should be focusing on, you know, your fitness or your lifestyle. And so that, I think, is something interesting. And I think it's something to really consider is like, is really erectile dysfunction something that we should be focusing on? Or is it really just the fact that we are, you know, having issues with our mental health, or we're lacking vitamins and nutrition, or, you know, we have these bad lifestyle habits. And so that's what I want to lean into next is, you know, ways for you to focus on your health and ways for you to improve your stamina and improve, you know, and make your member work whenever you want it and how, and for long periods of time to, you know, please yourself and feel good. So the first thing is, you know, mental health. I know I always talk about this and it's true. That mind-body connection is so huge. And when you're not good in your mind, you're not going to be good downstairs. And so you have to focus on your mental health. You have to understand the stressors in your life. You have to understand maybe you're having issues with self-esteem, or, you know, where's your emotional well-being at, and ways to improve your mental health. And so mindfulness tools that you can use to just, or, you know, exercises to help you get centered before intimacy. I have a few to give you. So, you know, deep breathing. Obviously, breath work is so important. Like I mentioned earlier, I think I mentioned it, is that's a really good tool for you to connect with your partner. Breath work, eye gazing, like that's a really great component of sex, and not just, you know, the size that you are and not just your tool downstairs. It's like connecting with your partner, using breath to focus on each other. But that's also a really great tool and an exercise for you to connect with yourself and to relax. And so deep breathing, you know, taking just an inhale for 4 counts, holding it for 4 counts, and then an exhale for, you know, 6 or 4 counts can really center you and make you feel good, and can get you out of that head and into, you know, this relaxed state, which can better prepare you to have, you know, this great endurance and experience in intimate moments. Also, a body scan. This is something I do when I'm really stressed out, but it can also be something that you can do before a pleasure session if you feel like you're prone to getting in your head or prone to feeling insecure, or, you know, all the things that we've talked about. Focus on your body, all the body parts from your toes to your head. And as you're focusing on each individual body part, as you're breathing as well, like, allow that tension to release from your body as you breathe. So that is also just a great tool. Even when I'm having trouble falling asleep, I do that. And it can just really help relax you and release that tension that you notice and just create this mindful connection. Sensory grounding is another one that I wanted to share with you, which is like identifying 5 things you can see in the moment, 4 things you can touch, 3 things you can hear, 2 you can smell, and then 1 you can, and 1 you can taste. And that's just like an easy way to become present with the moment. When we get in these negative spirals of shame or these negative self-talk, you know, just moments, and it can really take over. And so these are just ways for you to be present, for ways for you to connect. And I just think that's really important for us to maintain a positive mental health and well-being, is to do these whenever you're feeling like caught up in a moment or feeling really stressed, like just do these and I swear it's going to be weightlifting. And then affirmations. I know I've talked about that a lot. I used these when I was in kind of just this negative, when I was at rock bottom, I guess is an easy way to put it. But I was also in just like this, I just really didn't feel like I loved myself. I was feeling really negative about myself. I put these affirmations on my mirror. And, you know, that could be something as simple as like, I'm a divine, beautiful sexual goddess and I deserve pleasure. Or, you know, I made some notes for some other ones that I wrote down, like even just like I release tension and I embrace connection, or, you know, whatever it is, whatever makes you feel good. You know, I embrace my erotic authenticity in all its forms. You know, these affirmations can really help you stay connected to yourself and, again, become present and feel good about yourself, which is then going to lead to this positive mind-body connection, which we want. And then, you know, there's these lifestyle factors that I want to touch on, of course, which is sleep, nutrition, exercise. Like these are all things that are truly a big component of why you could be not lasting as long as you want, not performing at your best, and just not feeling as good in these intimate moments is these lifestyle factors. So let's start with exercise, because I've been talking a little bit about my sponsorship and collaboration with Bathmate, and I actually have the tool here right now. to share with you. But ultimately, I want to start with, you know, exercise, it matters. It makes your blood flow increase. It has this, you know, makes your hormones balance. It gives you this overall energy. And that obviously all those things lead to better pleasurable moments with yourself and with your partner. So I know I've briefly talked in a previous episode about how, you know, we should also be treating our dicks like similar, because they are similar to a muscle. It's important to treat them that way. And this is a tool. Oh, that's not the right part. Hold on. That's only the pump part. This is a tool. Hold on. Let me just get this set up. So this is a Hydro Extreme pump. Basically, you put it like so. And you pump. This is hard to do with a microphone. You put it here. Well, you fill it up with water and you put it on. And if you have the Hydro Extreme, you get this pump attachment and you basically like pump it. Or if you don't, you just kind of like squish it. But basically, as you pump, it uses this power of water and this hydraulic vacuum to exercise your penis. And that is really great because it increases blood flow. That's going to then, you know, lead to these hormones balancing out and this hormonal balance that exercise does. It also is going to increase that testosterone, which is going to give you more energy, which is going to make you feel better, which is just going to lead to an overall better experience and better body positivity and just overall body health. And so my partner has been using this for a few weeks now. Yeah, it's been about 3 weeks and he hasn't been doing it like crazy consistently, but he's been doing it every few days or maybe even just, yeah, like every few days, I would say. And I just think it's really great to incorporate that in your routine. It's so easy to do when you're in the bath or when you're in the shower to just make it part of your, you know, every couple day routine. And it can really help you, again, lead to that better mind-body connection, but also, you know, increase your stamina, increase, you know, better erectile predictability. It has all these benefits. And if you do consistently use the Hydro Extreme for, you know, several weeks, then it's proven to possibly increase your size. And my partner has experienced an increase in girth, which is pretty wild. So visit bathmatedirect.com/Barbie and give your partner the gift of girth this Christmas. And yeah, check it out. Honestly, it's weird. I got this comment recently and it was like, I can't believe you're saying that you can increase size. Like, this is like, I love your content, but this is just wrong. Like, this is so false. And it's funny because I'm seeing my partner do it and it's true. Like, it does kind of pump it like a muscle. It increases blood flow to the region, which in turn can increase girth, increase size, and it's been proven to do so. So as crazy as that sounds, as crazy as it is, the truth is it can have those benefits. But the biggest thing that I love about Bathmate's pumps is the fact that when you exercise, your penis, when you create, when you give energy to this body part, ultimately that energy is going to circulate through you. It's going to make you feel better with your member. It's going to make you just feel really good. And as we know, I think that self-love and that confidence is crucial. And so I just want you to, you know, treat yourself and focus on that self-care. And that's just ultimately, it will lead you to have better experiences, and it's going to make you feel good about yourself. And it's going to make you just have that mind-body connection that we all want. And so, yes, check it out. Shop now to get yours before the holidays. Bathmatedirect.com/Barbie. Okay, now on to sleep. Sleep is so important. If you're not sleeping enough, then that could also impact the way that you're performing in the bedroom. So I have this Oura Ring now, which I love. It monitors your sleep. A lot of people have the Apple Watches. Even your iPhone can do it, you know. So just focus on how much sleep you're getting. Make sure you're just getting enough sleep for your body to function well and to feel good. And that's just an important thing to consider. Now, next, nutrition. Nutrition is a big one. Honestly, I've definitely talked about this before. I know when I've originally discussed erectile dysfunction in episodes many moons ago, not really, probably just a couple months ago, but I was talking about these roots and these organic supplements, or these supplements that come from the earth, maca root, ginseng. Those really just improve the blood flow, have been proven to increase, you know, that blood flow to the region, which in turn increases your stamina and just your sexual functions. Ginger is also a great one that you can add to smoothies, add to your diet. It improves circulation and supports heart health. You know, our hearts are what's pumping blood, and that's how our, you know, sexual organs work, is by this blood flow. And so when we're maintaining our heart health, we're maintaining that health as well. It's all connected. So these are things that you can just, that you can take or add to your diet that are also going to help with your heart health. Ginger, I just said that. Yes. Turmeric also improves blood flow and reduces like inflammation, which is just all around great for you. Cinnamon. I hope you were having maybe some cinnamon apple pie for Thanksgiving. If you're celebrating, that's good for blood circulation and heart health as well. Leafy greens, obviously spinach, arugula, you know, all of those bright leafy greens are super important for you. I just got back on my smoothies, which is important because it's tough. Like, not a lot of us put leafy greens in our diet on the daily. So that's just an easy way to get some of those good nutrients, is making delicious smoothies. What else? So beets are really good. Those like help dilate the blood vessels. I also have this beetroot powder that I add to my smoothies. That could be really good for you. Citrus fruits, those are high in vitamin C, and those can help support blood vessel health. You know, berries, blueberries. Oh my God, I love blueberries. but berries in general, they just are high and rich in antioxidants, which again is just good for your heart health and blood flow. Yum. Pomegranate seeds are easily found now. You don't have to like fucking go through the intense excavation of the seeds in the pomegranate. You can just buy the seeds and throw it in a salad. I did that for the holidays, and it's a good holiday salad. So get that at the store and throw it in your next salad you make. Garlic, avocados, dark chocolate, fatty fish, nuts, seeds. Those are just another few items that I have here as notes to mention to you to just add to your diet. You know, have a big range of diet. It's really important for your health and your overall blood health. And so add those things to your diet. And the most important thing too is to listen to your body. You know, listen to what feels good going in your body and what feels good coming out of your body. Like, listen to that. Like, if you're fucking pigging out on cheese and your stomach's like rumbling and feeling weird, like, okay, maybe you should stay away from cheese. Or if you're having that, I don't know, that frozen pizza or those super processed foods, and your stomach is like, that doesn't feel so good. Listen to your body. Listen to what makes you feel good and focus on that. And that is just going to lead to, again, giving you confidence, giving you, you know, feeling good about yourself. And it's just going to overall make you perform your best. So the last thing I want to talk about is the importance. I know I've been addressing it a lot throughout this episode, but the importance of self-love. That is a huge theme that we discuss on the podcast. It is the whole mission and purpose of my slogan, Be Sweet. Be sweet to yourself, you know, be sweet to yourself, especially this, you know, these first few questions and comments that I mentioned in the beginning. You know, my penis is so small, I wish I could disappear. Or, you know, I'm a black guy with a below average penis. How can I get past these insecurities, especially when it's so fetishized? Like, you know, first of all, be sweet to yourself. Like, that is the base of all of this. And that is, again, going to lead you to feel good about yourself, going to lead you to this body positivity. But just be gentle to yourself and use these tools that I've mentioned to make you feel good about yourself. And overall lead you to living a healthy sex life with yourself and with your partners. But yeah, just be kind to yourself and be gentle, because, you know, we all experience these feelings of shame or these insecure moments, and it's natural. It truly is. And so if you just lead with gratitude and kindness and sweetness, you're just going to feel a lot better about your overall well-being and your overall health. And, you know, connection is so important, whether we're connecting with ourselves or connecting with lovers. And that's the biggest part of this too, is I want you to connect to yourself. I want you to use Bathmate pumps and connect to your dick downstairs, like give it some love, you know, give it some self-care. And I want you to, you know, focus on that connection to your mind and to your heart and all the beautiful parts of you, because that's just going to make you feel so much better about your performance and yourself and your confidence. And it's just, it's all connected. I know I keep saying that, but it truly is. And it's just going to lead you to better growth and awareness about yourself. And it's just going to help you evolve and feel super good. And as you know, I want that for you. So I'm going to finish this episode with, when was that last time I had that sweet release? Oh, when was it? It was yesterday. Yeah, yesterday. You know, it had been several days since we did have a sweet release. I haven't been masturbating as much actually in this last week. I've been busy. I've been really busy. But it was partnered. It was a partnered session, and finally we had some time to, you know, experience each other. And it was a fabulous sweet release. It was just our typical missionary, oral first, followed by some vibrator, and then, penetration. And honestly, the penetration didn't last long because we hadn't had sex in a while. That's the other thing that I think I've never even mentioned, which is a good thing to note, is like, it's funny, you know, I feel like we should be having more sex. As you know, I want you to be having more sweet releases, but my partner, he was like, oh my God, my balls feel so full and huge. Like, I'm not going to last long, baby. And so that's the thing too, is like, be honest with your partner, let your partner know. So then you can, like, you know, we did oral, I had some vibrator time ahead of time. And so it's just like focusing on those other zones, like I talked about, can make you, you know, still have plenty and a plethora of sweet releases before, you know, that intimate, penetration occurs. And so that's just a funny thing that I don't think I've ever talked about, which is the importance of, you know, sweet releases and focusing on that pleasure. Because when you go weeks and weeks without doing it, and then you finally do, then yeah, they are going to go quicker than usual. So that's a good thing to remember too, is to, you know, welcome those sweet releases when they come, focus on self-love and self-care. And, you know, that self-pleasure is really important. Like, in between those times when you're not with your partner, please yourself. Like, that is just, I can't stress that enough. I just really encourage you to focus on that connection with yourself and focus on that pleasure, because it, again, it's just going to lead you to feeling better about yourself and performing at your best. So anyways, thank you so much for coming back. As always, be sweet to yourself, be sweet to your lovers and the people in your life, and just be sweet out there. Okay, talk soon. Much love. Bye.